I didn't think that I would ever play the jingle that I'm about to play, but I guess, you know, with it, with 831 episodes, it was bound to happen sooner or later. Monsanto. And this guy gets on a like a news interview program. It's a guy from Monsanto, and he makes a statement about how his how their product is essentially safe enough to drink. And by the way, this is something that's, you know, an herbicide or something that's supposed to kill off things that are trying to eat the crops. And you know, it just kind of defies defies logic. But he says, you know, stuff's safe enough to drink. And so, you know, the interviewer is like, well, you know, we have some of it right here. Would you like to drink some? And he says, well, sure, I'd be happy to, but not really. I'm not stupid. You know, which just goes to show you, right, that safe enough to drink is definitely not, you know, in this case, especially when it comes to something that is, well, designed to kill other things, you know, it just kind of defies logic. And you know, what I think is probably more, what's more disturbing about this is not that some douchebag from Monsanto is lying to the news media, but that most news media, when these kinds of ridiculous statements are made, don't actually call him on it, right? Or they don't call these people on it. And so it's just propagated as fact, when most normal people would look at that statement and go, that's just bull crap. How can that even, that doesn't even sound right. And, you know, this was such an obvious piece of propaganda bull crap that this guy was propagating, that nobody, this happens all the time. And this is, you know, it's one of the rare times when somebody actually calls him on it. And the guy, you know, stormed off and walked off the stage because he was, because somebody dared to call him on his bull crap. And that's, you know, and it's amazing to me what you know, what these douchebags actually get away with. But and of course they covered it on No Agenda, which was not surprising. Yeah, I'd heard something about this story, and of course it was on No Agenda. That's where they cover this stuff all the time. But it's just amazing to me that people generally get away with stuff like this. I mean, again, I'm not saying that everything that Monsanto does is evil, right? I mean, I don't think that's the case at all. But, you know, when you make a statement like that, you almost expect somebody to call you on it. I mean, you don't say something like that if you're not going to back it up, is the basic message. But that's just, yeah, I don't even know what else to say about it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.